Well, that's one of the things we want, this multi-pillar marketing system. See, so most companies, in order for any business to work, it must become a system so that the business works exactly the same way every time, down to the very last detail. You've heard of that book called The E-Myth?
I have.
It's a national bestseller. Can you tell me, Michael, what The E-Myth is?
The E-Myth is the entrepreneurial myth that people believe that they are entrepreneurs, but they're actually technicians working in their business.
And would you say you're a technician, or are you an entrepreneur?
I would think of myself as an entrepreneur, but after talking, I'm probably just another technician in my business.
Well, that's the way most business owners are, is that they are really good at what they do. But let me ask you this way. If you were to leave for a month, what would happen to the business?
It would fall apart.
It would go away. And that's what Gerber is emphasizing here, is that you want to build your business so that it can keep going without you. And that's what we want to help you do in developing this marketing system, is so that it can keep going whether you're there or not. There's three ways for exponential growth. This is another unique benefit of implementing this marketing and selling system into your business. Is, let's take example, your advertising on the Yellow Pages. Its goal is to generate new prospects, right?
Correct.
And that is one way to grow the business, is more prospects. The unique approach of this marketing system is that it works with two other ways to grow your business. Second, is it increases the conversion rate of prospects to customers. And third, it increases the value of each customer by increasing the average transaction value and increasing the number of transactions. And so number two and number three are going to be implemented into your business as part of your marketing rather than just number one. And so can you see, if we can do two and three, the chances for getting significant growth are increased, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
Let's take a look a little bit at what that might mean, for example. Now, you told me that you would be interested in a growth of 20 to 25% or more. Is that right?
Right. Let's say 20%.
Okay. So that means that of $1.5 million, you'd like to grow that by about $300,000.
Mm-hmm.
And take you to about $1.8 million. Can you handle $1.8 million without increasing your overhead?
Yes, I can.
You've got the capacity.
I do.
Not a real problem. Okay. Well, let's just take an example, and what we want to do eventually with you, Michael, is identify these numbers as they relate specifically to your business. But here's just an example. Let's say you have 200 prospects now, and 20% of them are closing. So you've got 40 customers. The average customer's worth $1,000. That's $40,000 in gross sales.
Okay.
Let's say we grew number one. Let's say your Yellow Page ad did very well for a year, and it gave you 240 prospects. At 20%, you'd have 48 customers. At $1,000, you'd have $48,000. So you grew 20%, right?
Okay, yep.
Let's take a look at conversion rate. Let's say your Yellow Page ads didn't work for a while, but we were able to help your salespeople do better, and so they closed 24% instead of 20. You still got 48 customers at $1,000. You got your growth of $48,000, right?
Okay, yes.
Let's also then say that your salespeople didn't do any better, your Yellow Page didn't do any better, but we did some upselling, or we did some marketing to increase the average customer value of $1,000 to $1,200. So if we did that and kept the 40 customers, you got $48,000, or you got your 20% growth, right?
Okay, yep.
So any one of those three ways, we can grow 20%, and that's the way most businesses grow, is by one of those three, or none of them, or they might usually rely on number one especially to get their growth. But if we go in and we increase 20% in all three areas,
mm-hmm.
So we get 240 prospects, we have 24% closing, giving you 57.6 customers, and we increased their value to $1,200. That's $69,000 instead of $48,000 growth, 72.8% actual growth. Isn't that amazing?
That is amazing.
That's the power of this marketing. There is no other marketing system like this. This is what sets this apart from anything else out there, because it is the only system that works on all three ways to grow. That's why our clients have seen 25, 50, 100, 150, 200, 250, up to 1,000% growth, because we work on all three ways. So it makes sense, doesn't it, to focus on all three?
Yes, because the growth is it's geometric.
That's right. That's right. The compound effect on each number is exactly geometric, and that's the exciting thing that our clients have seen happen. The other thing that you look at is if you take a close look at those numbers, and let's say all we did was increase conversion rate by 20%, that's 20% growth in profit, not just revenue, because you haven't gone and increased any expense, right?
That's correct.
Same with average value of your customer. If we increase that to $1,200 and didn't spend any more money to find new customers, that's a profit increase, isn't it?
Yes.
And so that's what makes this system unique. Any other marketing system focuses just on making you more money or on the front end, on the top line, the number of prospects. But in order to do that, you have to keep spending more money, right?
Right, that's right.
You got to go to more trade shows, or you got to have a bigger Yellow Page ad, or you got to do something else on top of what you're doing. So it's not quite as profitable, is it?
No, using the these other ways are just about pure profit.
That's right. That's right. And so what you're getting is tremendous improvement and growth. Not only revenue, but profits, profit margins, and all those other areas as well.
So here's where you're showing me how to do it without spending more on advertising.
That's right. I'm convinced that we could increase your business 25 to 100% or more, finding you $10,000 to $1 million or more, maybe as quick as the next 60 to 90 days, based on everything you're currently doing now, and simply helping you do it better by implementing a marketing system. Now, would that be exciting?
Yes, it would. That'd be nice.
It's called performance-based marketing. Performance is maximized only when all marketing assets are leveraged in a multi-pillar system, growing your business in all three ways. There's no better investment in your business than marketing. Marketing and innovation make money. Everything else is a cost. I'll bet it's been hard for you from time to time to pay that Yellow Page bill, hasn't it?
Yeah, I get sick every time the bill comes.
And the trade shows aren't cheap, are they?
No, they're not. They're outrageous.
Probably what, $10,000, $15,000 just to go to one?
Yeah, at least.
And the thing that we, though, want to help you remember is that the Yellow Page ad, even though it's been hard to pay, has made you money, hasn't it?
That's right. It's an investment.
That's right. It's an investment. The $2,000 a month is getting you back your gross every month and resulting in $1.5 million in revenue. That's pretty good return. Mm-hmm. So marketing and innovation make money. Everything else is a cost. And that's why we want you to be thinking of building and innovating and marketing more and more into your business.
Okay.
Some of the performance success stories, we've worked with retail stores that have made as small as a $2,000 investment into the system, getting back a $250,000 sales crease, 5,000% return on the investment. Professional companies we've worked with had the same kind of results in their returns. Service companies we've worked with, and manufacturing companies we've worked with as well. And those are all different stories and examples of tremendous returns on investment. The reason they're so large is because we've been able to create the increases from the hidden marketing assets that you already have in your business and not asking you to necessarily spend more money on advertising. Does that make sense?
Yes, it makes sense.
We're going to implement a marketing multi-pillar system into your business. It's going to have a unique selling proposition or an extra value proposition. It's going to create some exponential marketing, working on all three ways to grow your marketing, to grow the business. We're going to implement a pillar of relationship marketing where we optimize your customer database. We're going to help you form strategic marketing alliances. We're going to take your advertising and do some customizing with it, and maybe we'll even look at the web as a way to optimize your media. Community relationships marketing, we're going to build on that. We're going to do some one-on-one direct marketing. And that means then you've got seven marketing pillars instead of three. And then, of course, you'll keep your word-of-mouth referral marketing that you've enjoyed. And we'll probably find some ways that we can increase that. And so you have eight pillars working for you instead of three. It's probably then likely that you're going to be able to stay in business longer and grow, doesn't it?
Even with me out there.
That'd be great. So let's take a quick look at each of those pillars and make sure that you kind of get a good feel for what has to happen. The unique selling proposition is the first pillar that we want to make sure gets implemented into your business. There's a great book out there called Differentiate or Die by Jack Trout, and that's what businesses have to do today. We have to differentiate you and set you apart from your competition. There's two questions that you need to answer to implement this marketing pillar into your business. One is, why do people do business with you now? And if they are not doing business with you now, why should they? And there's three ways that we can find a unique selling proposition or an extra value proposition. One is, you might be the price leader. Do you think you are, Michael? Do you think that you're the lowest price leader in the business?
No, not necessarily. But
do you want to be?
No, I don't.
Then what we'd have to do is look at number two, find a way to differentiate you from your competition. Do you have a pretty good feel of how many competitors you have that are taking market share from you?
Oh, yes, I do. I know,
do you know
exactly.
Names?
Yep.
How many do you think there are?
In my geographical area, there's three that are my big competitors.
Okay. You kind of run up against them on every bid.
Yes.
The third area we might be able to differentiate you is in the target or the niche that you go after. And within that target or niche, we might be able to establish you as a price leader, or we might be able to differentiate. So the first thing you have to do in step number one is answer those questions. Michael, let me ask you, do you have a feel for why people do business with you?
Well, they do it because of there's a particular packaging we use on our CD, which a lot of people are very slow in getting, so we're able to deliver that faster for the customer.
Okay. Do you think if we asked your customers why they do business with you, they would tell us the same thing?
I'm not really sure.
Okay. That's one thing that we want to do, is make sure that we know what the customer's wanting. And then, are you convinced that your three competitors do not package that same way?
From what I've heard from the customers who call, they say that they can't get it from them.
Okay. So that might be a unique selling proposition, and one that we'd want to confirm. And the way to do that is to check with customers, check with competition, and make sure that we're differentiating or targeting a unique way. Pillar number two is, we want to optimize current marketing for exponential sales. We want to then take the unique selling proposition that we got in step number one and integrate it into all of your current marketing efforts. So you went and described for me your sales processes as they are right now. One company we worked with, they were doing about $60 million a year. And I asked the owner the very same question that I just asked you, and that was, what makes them unique? He told me what he thought was unique, and then we went to their salespeople. He had five of them, and asked them what they thought was unique, and got five different answers. And we may find that with your four salespeople, we may not. They may be selling the same thing you are. Have you ever gone out with them on sales presentations?
No, I haven't.
And so you're not really clear on what it is they might be selling?
No, I don't know.
And what they're saying to the customer, just as long as you can fill the order, then.
That's right. They're pretty much on their own.
So what we'd want to do in your situation, of course, is to make sure that you and the salespeople are on the same page, selling the same thing. When we do that, we begin to consistently work at increasing the conversion rate. If I were to identify, Michael, what's probably the most powerful part of this marketing system is the ability to increase conversion rates. And so, for example, with you, if we can take your closing rate, both you personally and your salespeople, and bump that up 5 to 10%, not 20, 30, 50, we're not looking for something unrealistic, but that would make sense that we could probably boost it 5 or 10%, couldn't we?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That'd be done through some sales training, be done through some follow-up systems, making sure that your salespeople are following up with the right prospects. Always work at increasing the average client value. So one of the things we'd want to do is get your unique selling proposition working for your past customers and your current customers to try and upsell and sell more often to them, giving you a higher transaction value and giving you an increase in the number of transactions. So all of that is step number two. Pillar number three is we want to optimize your customer base, your customer relationship marketing. We want to set up a system for capturing and segmenting the different types of clients, and those are past. So you've got 1,000 of them that we want to separate from your 2,000 and talk to them and market to them in a different way because you'd like to recapture. If we could get 100 of those 1,000 giving you business again, that would make significant money for you, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it'd be great.
The present ones, we want to keep them. Do you find that you've lost any customers to those three competitors?
I do, definitely.
And is it usually because they low price them to get them away from you on price?
Price is a big factor, and sometimes we just fallen short just following up with them.
Right. So what we want to do is to implement some marketing that retains them and works the back end, meaning after you get them as a customer, we want to go back to them and get them buying more often. And then prospective. You've got a group of prospective customers. If we start to capture those and require the salespeople to keep them and capture them and follow up and educate them and close again, then we can grow your business. And that's step number three, is making sure then that we're working with all those types of customers. Pillar number four is marketing alliances. We want to look within your own client base. You've got 1,000 current customers, 300 of them which are even more current. And let me ask you this. Are some of those customers other manufacturing companies?
Yes. Yeah, and we've thought about doing stuff with them.
And they likely have some customers that might need packaging. Is that right?
They sure do.
And so right within your own client base, we probably have some alliances that we could form. If we could find 1,000 customers that are potential packaging customers from your own client base, then you can see we don't have to spend money on another show, did we?
That's right.
So we found them without spending any more money on advertising. We want to get an endorsement from them if we can. And you're already getting some referrals, so it'd be pretty easy, wouldn't it, to get some endorsements from them?
Yes.
Complementary businesses outside your client base. There might be businesses that complement yours that don't compete with you directly, but have some products and services that go along with packaging, and they might have customers that could use your packaging as well.
Yes, I can think of one in particular.
So we could cross-sell other services. You've got your packaging. Are there any other services that you offer, or is it just the CD packaging?
Well, we've been getting a lot of people requesting the cases for the CDs as well. It's not something we usually do.
Good. And so you've got some customers that have had the cases and others that don't, right?
That's right.
Well, that would be a cross-selling opportunity where we would take the ones that don't and offer them an offer on all the ones or on your cases as well.
That's true.
And there's some money for you there. And work their client base. One of the things we find exciting is that clients begin to share their customer base one with another. And you've got 2,000 customers that maybe one of these complementary businesses might like to access. So we'll trade customer bases from time to time. So that way we're finding new customers without spending more money on advertising. That makes sense.
That's a great idea.
See, we're just tapping into the assets.
Right.
That's what we're doing.
I never looked at my customer base as an asset.
Right. Right. And that's what we're doing.
This is the end of part 2. Please continue to part 3.